Welcome to another episode of the Sal and Bob podcast. My name is Sal D'Amelio. Across from me somewhere in October Studios is Bob Phillips, but I have a guest host tonight that's going to take the reins for a little bit. We're having kind of an October Park Fest party here tonight, but it's the first week of August. The gentleman that's sitting across from me, I'm going to be working with next weekend, and I've worked with him many times. Welcome to the show, Mr. Derek Richards. Derek, how you doing,
buddy? Good to see you, man. How are you?
Good to see you too, man.
Always nice hanging out with you guys and having a few cocktails during the pandemic.
Yeah, we are still in the middle of the pandemic, and we're having a good time. He's also part of the Irish Comedy Tour, and I know that I want to talk to you about that. I don't know if you want to get into it now, but did you...
Whatever works for you.
You obviously got... If I'm, I don't want to swear on the Sal and Bob show, but did you get f***ed because of St. Patrick's Day?
We actually ended up doing a show on St. Patrick's Day. We were supposed to.
We got one in.
We were going to be in. We were in Port Charlotte at Visani Dinner Theater down there, and we're doing a show on the 16th and the 17th. And it was, everything was unraveling. I mean, our show in St. Petersburg, Florida, had canceled on Sunday the 15th. We were up in, I was in Maine with our fiddle player, Damon Liebert, and okay. I was literally stranded with him, staying at his house because we had shows in. We got our first week in, and then everything unraveled, and so we literally had lost shows in Plymouth, Massachusetts, Schenectady, New York, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Then we're going to fly down to... Tampa, and then do a show in St. Petersburg on Sunday the 15th. And then Monday the 16th, the guy said, hey, we're still doing the shows, because I kept calling him. I go, let me know so we can change our flights, because it was just a logistical nightmare.
Oh,
trying to get everything squared away, because we got four guys on the show. Myself, Mike McCarthy, the comic.
You guys are coming from different areas of the country.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
shit's
getting
shut down.
Yeah, I was already in, I mean, I live in Las Vegas, and so I was already on the East Coast.
You didn't even have a mask yet.
No. You would hear stories about people wanting to wear masks, and I'm like this is stupid. I'm not wearing a mask. I go, this is dumb.
And for those of you listening,
so we got in the show.
But
what about
your gigs on the 23rd and 24th and the 31st and the first week of April? I mean, for those of you listening, the Irish Comedy Tour is very. I'm not saying you don't do gigs all over the country all times of year. But your money-making time is St. Patrick's Day, before it, after it, maybe right around it. Am I right or wrong on
that? No, exactly. I mean, that's like, you know, if you're going to book a motivational speaker, you're going to book Al Sharpton during Black History Month. I mean, you're going to book the Irish in March. That's just
the way it works. I didn't want to make it sound like you just did, but,
well, I know, but I
was trying to be kind about it.
But it's the truth.
Yeah,
I mean,
so you got lost some
absolutely.
Income.
We lost a ton of gigs, and we were supposed to be up outside of Seattle, up in Everett, Washington, on the week after St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
and it was just
Well, the good news is that next year you're probably going to get ahead of the game. Although, God, you know, 8 months ago we would have thought your St. Patrick's Day time period of next year should be slammed. But with what's going on now, we don't even know if your March 14th, 2021 date's going to be. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you don't even
know. Say?
Well, I just talked to our agent the other day, and it was, he's literally, because he sees, he represents not only us, but a number of other acts, and he's talking about now all these venues have had to cancel all this stuff, and now really 2021 is going to be literally called the makeup year for 2020. And so when you have all these major productions and these, you know, big bands that are touring that got canceled and trying to get all that stuff figured out.
Squeezing
and get
all that in.
Squared away. It is, I can't even imagine the daunting task that is for anybody having to deal with that. So
sure.
I have zero faith in picking up a bunch of extra stuff in 2021.
You're just like,
for the first quarter, it's going to be like, you know, we got half a dozen dates on the books now.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens. Everything is on a complete, you know, play it by
ear.
Well,
I tell you what, it's a great show. If you're listening right now, obviously the Irish Comedy Tour, Google it.
You can also see it on
Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
we've
got a special on Amazon Prime.
So there you go. If we get locked down again, you've got something to buy on Amazon. Just to let you know, Bob Phillips, my partner, is in studio right now. He is eating
shoving
pizza,
his pie hole.
But he's here.
Full of
so
pizza.
So, Bob, if you'd like to say hi from the distance.
Hi.
He's here. So I just want to let you know, Bob Phillips is doing okay. I'm just kind of holding Ford here, and Derek's got the mic, and Bob's holding Ford on the pizza.
Yeah, Bob's here. Bob, by the way, has been on a very, I don't know how much you've talked about this, a very austere diet.
Yeah.
For the most part. It's been very lean protein, chicken, vegetables, no
exercise.
He's
no
doing
carbs,
good. Yeah, he's doing
exercise.
Good.
Exercise.
Not this week.
No. This, we just got done cooking half a dozen burgers on the grill.
Yeah.
We had those. We had fried veggies, which were delicious.
We had fried veggies, which were
together.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And then Bob came out after you two ripped through two bottles of wine.
Yep.
Listen, dare I?
Yeah, there you go. That's the sound of Derek right there.
This is
the
ice
sounds of Derek
in a pool of happiness.
Park
is what this is. So thing one and thing two here, who host the show. Rip through a couple bottles of vino. Bob goes, we need ice cream. So Bob goes in the house, comes out with two ice cream cones.
Yeah.
That are the pre-wrapped.
Well, before
cone.
That, I ate a grape thing that, you know, that had alcohol in it. I thought it was just one of those frozen ice cream things. But he gave me one with alcohol. It said, even on the package, 6.8%.
It's called Hard Ice.
Hard Ice.
Which sounds like the name of a gay stripper.
Yeah,
it does.
That was my nickname in college.
Wasn't your nickname in college? I was unaware.
So Bob is in the wings, just coming in with little one-liners, and he's doing a good job of it.
So we ripped through all this food, all this booze, and Bob's like, "I am."
We're doing good. Yeah,
so
he got a pizza with.
So we ordered pizza.
It's the Sicilian from Jets.
Right.
And we are doing a commercial for Jets. We order it all the time. And it's got the pepperonis with the curled up pepperonis with the sauce pool.
Oh.
The sauce pool in it. So
delicious.
Very good. The story I want to tell you that I never told you off air, my story that I wanted to tell you on a drink with Derek, which, by the way, Google that as well. Great show. And Derek interviews some great guests. And he had Brad Garrett on there and stuff like that. So check that out, A Drink with Derek. But I'm going to tell you it on the Sal and Bob show. So I was working the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase last October. It was the weekend that Michigan was playing Notre Dame, and I got slotted into that weekend. And then I got slotted to where they made the game a night game. And then it was a monsoon of a – I don't know if you remember, but we got like 8 inches of rain that weekend. They played the game in a puddle. All right, so I was in Ann Arbor that weekend. So Roger calls me up on, Roger, let's just face it, Roger, I mean, sometimes things just get planned.
Yeah, the guy
like
that
all
runs,
of a sudden.
Runs the comedy club
sudden.
There, yeah.
So he texts me on Thursday night, and he goes, will you do radio tomorrow morning for Ann Arbor? And I'm going to be on a local Ann Arbor sports radio station on Friday morning. And he texts me like at 10 o'clock at night, and I go, of course I'll do this. So he gives me the address, and I'm going to be there at 8:30. So I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I freaked out. My alarm like didn't go off and I was late. So I knew I was going to be late. So I like grabbed shit off my couch. I just put a hat on and I went out the door and I drived out to this radio station in Ann Arbor and I'm standing outside. I finally get in and just like they always do at every radio station, they say, oh, you know, you're here for, you know, 105.3. Yep. You know, John and Jim will be out in a minute. And I go in there, and here it is. I'm there on Friday morning of the big Michigan-Notre Dame football game, and guess what hat I have on that I didn't know I put on?
No.
The one that I
Derek
gave you
Richards
from the
Irish Comedy Tour. 10 seconds before we're about to go on air, the guy goes, hey, big Notre Dame fan? And I go, what? I go, I'm Michigan blue, man. True and true, you know, whatever. And he goes, your hat, dude. And I look and I go, oh, I go, no, that's, and we're on the air now. I go, no, that's my, my buddy, Derek Richards. He does the Irish Comedy Tour. It's not a Notre Dame hat, everybody. I just want to make that clear. And I am literally on air saying that my hat is not a Notre Dame hat.
Because our logo,
fans.
Is a jacked up leprechaun. So if you look at it quickly, all you see is a leprechaun.
Correct.
Who is hated in Ann Arbor.
So,
on the weekend of the Michigan Notre Dame game.
Correct. So I just want to tell you that. I never told you that. And it was kind of funny. But they asked me for my prediction in that game. And I said that because of the rain, it would be a low-scoring game. that Michigan would win like 17-3, and obviously Michigan blew them out. If you remember that game,
I remember that. I didn't see that coming. I'm not going to lie to you.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you that story. So, but besides that, everybody can go to DerekRichards.com to see what you're doing. What about the pandemic? How was the pandemic out in Vegas? I know Vegas still isn't up and running yet. Maybe talk about how you spent the pandemic. And then what it's like now out in Vegas.
Well, it's tough because there's nothing going on. I mean, you know, there's some casinos that are open, but, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine today. It's like, you know, here's the thing. Anybody can gamble at any casino. All the stuff that makes Vegas, Vegas, as far as the shows, things to do, the great restaurants. I mean, you can't get in to these places and do anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a horrible time. It's a horrible time anywhere. I mean, but for Las Vegas to be completely yanked of all entertainment, it's just, it's mind-boggling to think that the city of entertainment is just a city.
Yeah, but so basically, your casinos are open. It's just like going to a casino in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I mean, no disrespect to Mount Pleasant, but you're not... You know,
and not all of them are open. I mean, they're opening up a few at a time because they know it makes zero sense to bring on all these employees when you're not going to have people in there to support, to pay their salaries.
Okay.
So you have a certain number of casinos that are open, and now they've got it set up where there's some more casinos set to open on September 1st because Nevada went back a phase.
Okay.
Because our governor is a douche. But whatever.
Yeah,
I'm just blown away by how this is all shaken out. But it's just mind-boggling. And I mean, the cool thing is I've got a great girlfriend. She's super cool. Great to hang out with. And I mean, during the pandemic, I mean, we've had a blast.
You came back to Traverse City for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I came back up to Traverse City
just
and hung
out up there. And just
was just nice to get away from Vegas, and because everyone in the country is so sad. I mean, it's just everybody's so depressed they can't just do what they're used to doing.
Correct. It is. It's
and
tough
it's
times
not like
for
anyone
everybody.
Is dying to go to a baseball game, but you like having the option of doing that. And unless you're a cardboard cutout, you're not getting in a baseball game.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
So you can't do the things that you just want to do just for the sake of doing them. Yeah. I don't need to go to a bar all the time. Believe me, I have plenty of alcohol at my own house to take care of my problems.
That's hilarious.
But you just get so used to, you know, if the three of us are driving down the road, like, you know, we're hanging out the other day and we're like, let's go to this bar. You just get so conditioned to be used to doing what you want to do when
Absolutely.
You want to do it. And
Absolutely.
The way this is all shaken out. And
I just heard today that Detroit's going to be opening up their casinos and they're going to have 15% occupancy. 15%? What the hell? Why would I even want to try to go down to a 15%? I'm going to be waiting in line at the Motor City. Why would I to get possibly on 15% of the tables or the gaming? I don't know. So anyway,
no, I don't get it either. I mean,
that's Detroit. I mean, Vegas doesn't have 15% occupancy if you go out there.
But they're doing the social distancing in the casinos.
Sure,
I mean, they're only
allowing
a certain number of people, like three people at a blackjack table.
Yeah, I get that.
Numbers of people at the
15%
at the craps tables and stuff like that. So yeah, at that point, it just seems kind of ridiculous to go. You know, why bother?
So the pandemic in Vegas, and you're out there. You got a nice girlfriend, Veronica. So you don't have to deal with dating or anything like that during this pandemic. You've got a girlfriend, you know.
Well, and like I got single friends, and I mean, I oddly feel bad for you two. I feel bad for you two on a daily basis as it is. But I mean, just as single, really any single person.
We're good. We both got virtual blow up dolls on March 14th.
Do you know?
It was unbelievable.
Perfect.
It's how we got it inside the pandemic was unbelievable.
You had those long before March 14th. The pandemic had nothing to do with your blow up dolls. But I can't imagine being single in this environment where you have half society is freaking out, and the other half is, you know, they could care less. But you know how are you going to meet people? How are you going
to? You got to show up to the Starbucks with a COVID test, negative COVID test in your pocket, or you're not getting.
COVID test is the new negative HIV test.
It pretty much is. It really is. I think they're more concerned about the COVID than they. No, I haven't really. I'm not on the dating sites. I don't know how it's going. I just kind of said, I'm going to go through the pandemic, you know, without dating. Because how am I going to do it? I didn't know how to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the end of March. What do you think I'm going to go on Bumble and say what? Do you want to risk coming over here? What was I supposed to say?
Listen, if they're going to go ahead and risk their life to come to your place to have a meal with you, that is someone that is committed.
Risk their life.
I mean,
I mean,
if some girl wanted to, you know, bring over some meatballs because I like meatballs and I put that on my profile that I like meatballs and some girl goes, hey, do you mind if I bring my meatballs over to your place during the pandemic? Are you kidding me? I'm going to say yes.
Is that code for something?
I'm just saying,
like, if somebody wanted to cook something for you, there's nothing wrong with wearing a mask and bringing it over, I guess. So I guess you can.
Well, and I've never even asked either one of you to this. What catches your attention?
To me, I like just a nice basic picture, you know. I don't, you know, if you got the bunny ears going with the Photoshop.
Yeah, if you're over age six and you're
I swipe left on
I want to get a 9mm and shoot you.
I think if you have a basic profile, just a basic profile with a basic, you know, picture, and you just seem normal, because there's not many normal people out there anymore.
Right.
So you gotta weed out the unnormal people.
So what's your turn on? My turn on is I gotta swipe right or I need to connect with this person.
My turn on is a basic profile that doesn't look too weird, where, let's face it, where I don't laugh at one of their pictures or I don't, but you know what I mean? I want a basic profile,
right?
Because I have a basic profile. I don't say too much about me on there. I don't want to put too much out there. You know, it's mm-hmm. like you either like the way I look and maybe my height, my weight, my background, you know, stand-up comedy kind of shies people away a little bit. Sometimes I put that on there, you know.
You do put it on there? Wow.
Sometimes I do. You know, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I don't know. Sometimes George Costanza, I put, you know, mechanical engineer just to see if I get a bite, you know.
You don't want some of these people showing up at shows. Because I've heard of people do that, where somebody would, a friend of mine in Vegas, she's a comedian, and she had posted she's a comedian, and then literally this guy had hit her up on one of the dating sites. And I think she had messaged him already. And it was like, hey, I'm a comedian. And then literally, like, she was working at the Riviera Comedy Club when it was open. Oh, wow. And the guy showed up, and the next day sent her a message that said, oh, hey, you were really funny last night. And she goes, that creeped me out like it was nobody's business.
I've had that happen.
You throw your name. Really?
I've had that happen. Yeah.
You told somebody that you did stand up, and then they just showed up at a show.
What happened was, yeah. I said I did stand up on there, and like that weekend or something, I forgot where I was, but I swear, walking out, I saw a girl, and now it only said, like, maybe I didn't have like an extensive conversation with her on whatever Match.com or whatever site it was, but I recognized her walking out, and
right.
She kind of looked at me. So I think she knew I did stand up, probably put two and two together, saw, like, Googled my face or name or whatever. I don't know, but I noticed a girl that was on, that I had seen on, you know, Bumble or whatever, and she was, I know it was her.
You messaged her.
You guys, yeah, but we never talked that night. We just kind of saw each other. It's like you noticed somebody that was on a dating site
so
and she was at your show.
Oh, okay. So she,
you know what I mean?
She never really connected.
No.
What actually is your biggest turn off?
I don't spend a lot of time on them, so I shouldn't say I have a lot of turn off, because I really don't. But there's something about, I think I might have talked about this on another podcast, and I don't know how you and Veronica met, but I'm more of, it just seems like the best relationships I've ever had in my life have been that I met them outside of the dating sites. I met them, what do they say, organically? Is that the term?
Right.
Where you just meet them, you know, you just meet them at the bar or at your show or
whatever.
We
met at a bar. That's,
you and Veronica?
Yeah, that was right in between both of our places. I mean, she lives like
4 miles
away from me.
You were just there watching the Bears and the San Diego Chargers on a Sunday afternoon?
No, just hanging out there one night. She was there with some friends and I was there with some friends and I
weekend
saw her.
Weekend night? It wasn't a weekend night because you work, so it was probably Tuesday night or something, right? Tuesday night?
No, it was actually on a weekend night. It was later on a weekend night.
Okay.
And we met and just
started talking and connected. You didn't do the swipe right thing with her. So see? And you guys are still dating and you're doing good. That's I'd rather do that. But I understand the internet is a lot easier to try to meet somebody.
No, exactly. I'm not going to, you know, crap all over that. I mean, everybody's got their own way of hooking up with somebody. Yeah.
Apparently, the Sal and Bob Show has become a dating advice show.
We have dating the pandemic, what you like and what you don't like.
Dating during the pandemic is a very, very tough thing to do.
I can't imagine.
I mean, most people probably didn't even try. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm sure.
Well, you can't go anywhere. You can't meet anybody. I mean, unless you literally just, I mean, it's going to be a very,
well,
a very, how can I put this? A very, you're going to meet without distraction. It's not like you're going to say, hey, let's go see a show, because that's not an option.
No, no. But what I was going to say was, like, because, like, during the lockdown, obviously, me, you, and Bob, like, spent a lot of time writing jokes. I know that we all did that. We all just filled up our Twitter pages, because that's what you were in a lockdown.
Right.
So you were, what do you call it, strolling the internet or whatever, right? Looking
right.
for jokes, and that's what we did. One of the articles I saw during the pandemic, this must have been, like, towards the end of March, I read that somewhere where, I don't know if it was one of the dating sites or somebody, it was called like lockdown dating, where you would just have virtual, or not even, I don't even know if it was virtual. It might've just been texting, where you get to know somebody during the lockdown. Like, you have no intentions of meeting. The whole purpose was to just get to know that person for 2-3 months on the phone, whether it's virtual or texting. And then when this is all over, which it's not even all over yet, you were supposed to get together and meet with that person.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
That would be
because that would be like having a pen pal for 3 months and then you hate the person, right? Like, let's say you meet and or they hate you.
Well, you're just wasting everybody's time.
Correct. You just wasted. I got to watch Tiger King. I got to watch shit.
If you're going to sit there and.
But there was sites doing that.
Yeah, that makes. Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get that.
I don't.
People did it, and now they're probably meeting now. Maybe they're meeting for the first time now. But they spent. You see what I'm saying? They spent 3 months texting them and virtual them, and there was no physical contact and no discussion of physical contact. It was just your pen pal for 3 months, and then you meet at a Starbucks when this is all over with masks on. It didn't interest me.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to society.
It was happening. There was, I don't know what they were called. I don't know what they were called. Somebody out there help me.
I don't get it.
Anyway, besides that, what else is going on? The world is, what do you think about the world ending?
No, I mean, it's a nightmare.
Do you think comedy club's going to be full again here soon and all that?
I mean, you're a comic.
You want Vegas to be back up and running. You do a lot of work out there. Obviously, you know, your buddy Don Barnhart has a couple of gigs out there, like at the D Casino. I did one of them, the Grand Hotel. I did one of them. Mr. Bob Phillips did a week there. We want to go back to work for Don.
Right.
What's going on with that?
No, I mean, it's all going to unfold in its due time. I mean, I was already told 3 different dates when places were going to open, and it just keeps getting pushed back. I mean, the latest discussion is September 1st when the casinos will open, and even then it's going to be a couple weeks after that for shows to open back up, because a lot of these guys have to go and, you know, whatever show that's opening, they've got to rehearse. Doesn't matter if it's somebody like Carrot Top or whatever. I mean, they've got to go back and get their traction.
What's Mr. Vegas doing? What's the guy? Wayne Noon. What's he doing? What's he doing right now? Is he locked down in his villa over there? Like in a probably just a, right? He's got a house gig and he's.
Well, no, he doesn't anymore. I mean, he used to, and then he was kind of bouncing around to a couple different places, and I think he was doing something that he had a show at Bally's for a little bit, and then
But he's got so much money.
That went away, and yeah, I mean, it's, he keeps trying to keep himself busy, which is great. I mean, I give the guy credit. I mean, he's hanging
out
there.
No, he's
and
unbelievable,
trying to,
but he's okay. He's on lockdown. He's like shitting on a gold toilet or something. I mean, he's probably just got it made. Right.
I mean, I would think so. He's just, he's made a ton of money through the years. I mean, I don't know what he's done with it. You know, hopefully he was smart and hung on to it and did the right
things. He's got a gold toilet. He's shitting on a gold toilet.
But you've got, I would just get a can of Rust-Oleum and spray paint my toilet gold.
But, so a guy like that's probably a bad example. But what about somebody like like, didn't Elton John have like a house show out there that he was doing? I mean, obviously he's rich as well, but.
Well, he did, but now he was doing his final farewell tour. And so he's been like, that's all been postponed and stuff like that too. I mean, it's,
sure.
I mean, right now it's, you know,
it's when, just locked down. Like Brad Garrett's is not open, obviously.
No, everything's locked down. Yeah. Every show is completely shut down, and there's no
crazy.
There's no directive as to how things are going to be when they do open. There's discussion about, yeah, you can do a show, but you can't do meet and greets afterwards. You can't, you know, sell merchandise, you know, CDs, T-shirts, whatever after shows because they're minimizing contact. But again, it goes
sure.
back to everything that's happened before where there's no common sense. There's no, why can't we do this? I mean,
yeah.
You can be at the club and have a cocktail waitress bring you a vodka tonic and take your credit card and put the drink on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
But now all of a sudden I can't sell a CD or a T-shirt after a show.
It's crazy.
So I'm like,
yeah,
you know,
some of the rules, obviously we don't have enough time on this podcast to get into what you can do and what you can't do, especially here for me in Michigan.
Right.
You know, I've got, now is that a Republican state, Democratic state? Not to get politics, but it just seems like the Republican states are kind of opening up, the Democratic states are. So what's Nevada?
Nevada is typically a very red state, but
okay.
We have a Democratic governor.
Okay.
Who
so
I will all but assure you is not going to see another term in office.
Okay.
I mean, there's been...
So there's a little bit of infighting, obviously, with the Republicans and then the Democratic stronghold.
Oh, huge infighting between...
And your unemployment was screwed up. I know I've heard comics horror stories on that.
Yeah.
So you've got some issues out there. Now, here's what I wanted to ask you. This is why I asked you.
And not necessarily comedians, but it's just when you think of all self-employed people and gig workers, and when I say that, I'm talking about people that are not only comedians, but singers, musicians, people that are involved in rigging, stagehands, all that stuff. I mean, all the Cirque performers that are out there, all the dancers that are involved in these
thousands
different productions.
And thousands
it's
and
an
thousands.
Insane amount of people that are unemployed. So when somebody makes a comment of, oh, you're sitting around making, you know, more money on unemployment.
I hate
like,
that comment.
You're an idiot. Insanely
really
uneducated.
Do.
These people do very well for themselves, and nobody wants to get back to work more than these people.
Correct. I totally agree, and I hate that I'm hearing every politician say that, and it's really pissing me off because, yes, I agree with them if you're talking about a guy that, you know, worked at Kinko's for $8 an hour, and then he goes on unemployment for $962 a week. Yes,
right.
Maybe that guy's making more money. That guy or girl is making more money at home. I get it. But like you just said, a person that's been, you know, a stagehand guy for Bruce Springsteen for 20 years, that guy was probably making 60, 70 grand a year doing that job for Bruce Springsteen.
Well,
I'm just using that as an example.
And this is the entertainment industry across, take Vegas out of the picture, across the
correct,
United
correct.
States.
Correct. That guy makes 60, 70 grand easily, right? So $1,000 a week is under his salary. And he's just, I mean, let's face it, he's a laborer for Bruce Springsteen, is what I'm saying.
Right.
But he made good money. You know, that's just one example. Of the many, many people that make more than what, so, you know, I agree with you. I don't
yeah,
like
people
when Ted
don't
Cruz
look
said,
at the trickle down effect of where this goes when they're like, oh, well, Bruce Springsteen's not doing a show. Well, Bruce Springsteen's only, you know, well, yeah, you have the band, you have the tech
correct.
People.
I agree.
The stagehands. And then whenever a show like that comes to a town, think of all the revenue that comes from food and beverage.
It's
hotels,
enormous.
The stadium, the people that work there, everyone from the parking people to the people that do concessions. I mean, it's a massive, massive trickle down effect on how this is all unfolding.
It's enormous. The one thing I wanted to ask you was I heard today that, you know, because of just the disruption in Portland and Seattle and like even LA a little bit, just because of the coronavirus and maybe the taxes and stuff, I heard that a lot of people are bolting from them states and going to live in Texas, Arizona, Vegas. What do you think about, because you live out in Vegas, could Vegas, you even told me the other day, there's like 2 million in proper. Could Vegas withstand, say, 2,500,000 in the next 2-3 years because people bolt those states?
Well, there's housing projects going up all the time in Las Vegas. I mean, construction is still going crazy. I mean, you got the Raiders that came to town.
Correct.
They just got done, you know, they're putting the finishing touches on the practice facility. I mean, it's a workable practice facility.
Yeah.
But there's so much land around there that's undeveloped. and more places are developing. There's more and more, whether it's condos, apartments, houses, whatever. So the city can certainly support it. I mean, they've had the infrastructure in place to make that happen. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a, I mean, it's a great fun place to live. I mean, it's smoking hot right now, but yeah, it's a fun place to come and hang out and have a good time. And you know, it's an exciting time for, you know, for the city. They had a little bit of heat that went down as far as the protests and that, but everything got pretty much, you know, reined in.
Yeah.
And, you know, cities like Portland and Seattle, which are just run by complete idiots. I don't understand any of that at all. Or even Chicago. I mean, they're, the way that city's run is just,
Well, there's obviously issues.
Blown away.
There's obviously issues, and that's why I brought it up, because I heard it. I read an article today, just saying that people are bolting those towns, and you know they're not going to go. I mean, that's some people might come all the way to Michigan if they leave Portland, but most people are going to go close to their proximity where they live in Las Vegas and all that. So I was kind of asking about that, but it's crazy, like with the football team out there, and you know. I think when this is all said and done, I mean, let's face it, whether it's a year from now, let's just say 2 years from now, right? 2022, this pandemic is behind us. We have a vaccine. The economy's back up and running. Everybody's working. Nobody has masks on unless you're like, you know, 2 years from now, there's still going to be idiots walking around with masks. It's still, you know what I mean? Like 2 years from now, when this is all said and done, there's still going to be people wearing masks. You know that's going
to
happen.
Exactly. And I have zero issue with somebody that wants to do whatever they want to do to make them feel comfortable.
Absolutely. But we're still going to see that in our... But for the most part, everything's going to be back up and running. I think Vegas could be really, really huge then, because what people are going to have is built up anxiety about not going out there maybe for a couple of years. People from all over the world, actually. So I think if you can withstand this, and I know a lot of other comics, you know, like Kathleen Dunbar is coming off the top of my head, all those comics out there, you guys are going to be relevant in it, because it's just going to be, I think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be bigger than it ever was, especially with the football team out there and just everything opening up again. I think Vegas is going to be huge. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it was sad to see it unravel the way that it did right on the precipice of a new football team come into town.
Yeah.
It was an exciting time. It is an exciting time. But, you know, they had Garth Brooks, who was going to open the stadium, I think on August 22nd with a show, and that got canceled. There's so many major events that have been canceled in Las Vegas. Conventions are just wiped off the calendar.
Yeah.
And without conventions.
So all that's going to come, but that's what I'm saying. All that will come back. Like when it's the first year that you can do that again, I think we talked about it just having dinner. Everything's going to be so congested as far as scheduling that you actually might have like a huge convention on a Wednesday to Friday with another one Saturday to Tuesday, because both of those got screwed in 2020.
See
what I'm saying? So you might have an influx of millions of people in Vegas, probably more than any other time, because everything's going to be so congested of people trying to get their events in.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything, I think it's going to take a while. I don't see the conventions coming back in Las Vegas, to be honest with you, until probably, again, everything is still, you know, we're like in Vegas, we're still back at almost like phase one in terms of
yeah, I know it's a long way to go. And I would almost say
a year before you see some level of normalcy back there, because everything is just so crazy. But it's going to come back. It's a great city. It's a fun place to hang out. I mean, you and I have had plenty of good times there. You've had plenty of good times there through the years before you and I were hanging out.
Yeah.
I've been out there 8 years, and you've been going out there forever.
Yeah, I've been going out there forever. I mean, it's unbelievable. But the other question I want to ask you about Vegas is you've performed obviously all over in Vegas, but the one place that you performed at that I have, obviously I performed at the Grand, but I also performed at the D Casino, which I know they don't do comedy anymore,
right?
Because they're going to make that like a sports book or something. But that was really cool, because the first time I went out there, just seeing the comics that live out there. And obviously Vegas is unlike any other town, because you're just getting different people every week. So if you're not on the road touring, you can work at the D Casino like 10 straight days, because you're getting different people that are coming in for the weekend. So it was just really cool to see that. What do you know about the gentleman that owns the D down there? What's his name? Stevens?
Derek Stevens. Yeah.
He's got some other stuff going on there. I mean, tell our listeners a little bit about what that street is going to be about when this is all said and done. I'm not saying now, but what is he developing down there? He's got some other casinos in the
world. Well, he has a new casino.
We went down to see Gary Sinise's band. Remember, we went down the street to see Gary Sinise's band, and there was just some projects going on, and you're like, yeah, he's involved in all that right there.
Yeah, they had taken down, well, they bought the property that used to be the Las Vegas Club and Glitter Gulch, Golden Goose, which was that horrible strip club.
Yeah.
That was there. It was just disgusting. And then there was another place, another casino that was attached to that called Mermaids. And they bought that block and leveled it, and now they're building a massive property down there called Circa, which is going to be the world's largest sports book.
Wow.
So it's going to be cool. It looks beautiful. It's a gorgeous property. Construction has been going on during the whole pandemic. They've been kicking ass putting that together. And it's great. It's going to drive more property to drive more people to downtown Las Vegas. And when I say that, I mean, I'm talking, you know, like Fremont Street, Vegas, yeah. Binion's, Golden Nugget, that whole area. And the downtown Grand, which is a great casino, used to be the old Lady Luck, is going to be a great venue. I mean, it's a fun venue now, which is Delirious Comedy Club. But I think that's going to only help it as that unfolds.
Sure.
When this new place opens.
It's really cool down there. I mean, our favorite steakhouse down there, which is the concept of my podcast, the Golden Steers down there. And then I remember going to the, is it called the Top Golf or whatever? The Top Golf that's down there downtown.
There's a Top Golf that's not downtown. It's towards the MGM.
The Top Golf is?
The Top Golf is,
I thought that was down by the...
No.
Wow, shit. I thought that was down there. All right. But we saw that.
No, you drink a lot when you come
to
Vegas.
Yeah, we do. But
you,
I remember
they had... or an Uber or a Lyft, and you just say, take me to Top Golf,
and
you don't care.
Yeah, I remember they had the AFC like championship game out on the screen, and you can hit it into the screen.
No, it was really cool.
I thought that was downtown. But yeah, man, so it's cool. Las Vegas is going to be great. Check out DerekRichards.com. What's your Twitter, man?
That's it. No, it's at comedian Derek Richards, comedn Richards. But you can go to my website, DerekRichards.com, and get my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Dude, it's a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Always good seeing you, brother.
Always good to see you, man. I look forward to next week.
Brother. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for being on the Sal and Bob Show.